You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. If you haven't heard already, something really big is happening in El Dorado, Arkansas. It's a thing called MAD, that stands for Murphy Arts District, aimed at revitalizing downtown El Dorado. And here to explain more is Bob Terran, MAD's Chief Marketing Officer.
We are building ultimately a $100 million project in downtown El Dorado. It's going to consist in phase one of a 8,000-plus person outdoor amphitheater, complete with farmers market kiosks and beautiful stage, sound, new turf. It's absolutely beautiful. One also includes a 2,000-person inside music hall, inside an historic registered building. It used to be the Griffin Auto Company back in the day. It was a place where Model A's and Model T Fords were assembled from Detroit. And attached to that is a brand new, beautiful restaurant called the Griffin Restaurant. And the Griffin is a farm-to-table restaurant. All the produce, all the materials are either made or grown in Arkansas, with the exception of some of the seafood, which is going to come right from the Delta. So essentially, everything that you're going to eat is going to be one day or less away.
Well, the Griffin sounds fascinating. We'll have to spend more time learning more about it and other things that make up the Murphy Arts District. But right now, I understand next week is your grand opening, and you're kicking things off with an impressive list of performances from some serious big-name A-listers. Tell me about that.
Well, Chuck, if you're going to do this, you might as well do it big. So our opening lineups, the grand opening event, I'll just run through it very quickly. The opening Thursday will include Natasha Bedingfield opening up for Train, and that's a sold-out performance. So again, that's Train with Natasha Bedingfield. Friday, we've got Robert Randolph and the Family Band, along with the Ex-Ambassadors, opening acts for ZZ Top. So Friday night in the amphitheater are those three acts. But then we decided, well, that's not quite enough, so we're going to do a late-night show in the music hall of Ludacris, and that's going to be amazing. Then Saturday, we've got a different kind of performance altogether. It's going to be a country-themed night with Allison McBride and then Chase Bryant and Hunter Hayes and Brad Paisley. So that's an amazing lineup. And once again, we said, you know, that's fantastic, but we could do more. So after that concludes inside the amphitheater, we have another late-night show in the music hall, and that's going to be Migos. Migos is a red-hot hip-hop act. Over the summer, they had three songs in the top Urban 50 chart. So, okay, we're pretty exhausted by this time, but we haven't even gotten to Sunday. And on Sunday, we've got Smokey Robinson, who's going to be playing with the South Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. So, yeah, that lineup seems like we have an awful lot going on.
Indeed you do, Bob. Thanks for the update. That was Bob Terran, MAD's Chief Marketing Officer. To learn more about El Dorado, Arkansas's Murphy Arts District, go to their website, eldomad.com. This is Red River Radio News.